Welcome back. If you've been listening in on Cooperative Governance Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma unpacking what level four means for you and I, she's been speaking now for just over an hour and unbundling what the new regulations entail. And it's what we somewhat expected. It is almost essentially similar to level five, with the only concessions, or the main concessions, being for business and industry. Let's take you through some of the other key guidelines in level four. In level four, the following restrictions will remain in place: sitting restaurants and hotels, bars and shebeens, public parks, beaches and swimming pools, conference and convention centers, entertainment venues, including cinemas, theaters, and concerts, sporting events, religious, cultural, and social gatherings. When it comes to workplace protocol, because more people will be asked to come to work if they are unable to work from home, employers must develop a plan for the phased return of the employees. Stringent health protocols must be implemented at all workplaces. Customers in retail stores must remain at least 2 minutes apart. And I know for many of you smokers, unfortunately, you are not going to get your tobacco come the 1st of April. The minister saying that through the discussions in the National Council, where all these things are debated, it was decided that the ban on cigarettes and tobacco sales continue. If you have any thoughts on this, your reaction to this, give me a call, 021-446-0567, or drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. This person says, confused, is Ramaphosa still our president? Well, this is how things work. The president does the broad brush strokes and he leaves it to his ministers to fill in the dots. He leaves them to color in the page. Many of us are disappointed. I have many people in my circle who were actually flying through their last packets of cigarettes over the last few days, knowing that they can get their brand on Friday. And now? It's quite comical, actually. Another message says, As I understand, she is very against cigarettes. The black market is having a field day, getting richer whilst the government is getting poorer. That's a message from John B. I totally agree with you, John. This fiscus needs that money, and I'm slowly fading away from that argument that cigarettes is a, yes, it is a broad public health issue, but at what cost? John in Simonstown, how are you doing?
Hi. Lester, tell me something. Does this make sense to you? I can go scratching all the bins down the road and recycle, but I can't go buy a packet of cigarettes. I mean, it's insane.
What are you scratching in the bins for, John?
Recycling is allowed.
Yeah. Look.
Yes. Recycling is allowed. In other words, I'm a recycler. I can go up and down the road, collect the cardboard, collect the tins out of the bin, and the whole issue, separate the aluminium, take the cardboard, but I'm not allowed to go buy a packet of smokes.
Look, there are many people who make a living out of that.
I know, I understand.
You know, the waste reclaimers, they make their living out of that.
What a risk. I mean, they go scratch at hospitals, they go scratch anywhere, they go scratch where there's a pile of stuff, whatever's left anywhere in trailers, in dumpsters and things like that. Insane.
John, what are you most disappointed about? In these revised regulations?
Well, it's recycling's allowed.
Mm. But everything else is not allowed.
Cigarettes? Can't buy cigarettes.
John in Simonstown, thanks so much. Peter, Lakeside.
Hi. Listen, I just listened to all of this thing now, and you know, I'm so disappointed. I'm not a smoker, so I'm not. I know many people, And all they are doing is they're saying to Anton Rupert, we know more about you, and we don't want people to smoke because they're going to smoke and puff in each other's faces. There are thousands and thousands of people out there who have been smoking for years and years and years. And what they've done, they've actually made me think, and a lot of couple of other people also while we've been watching this thing, that this lockdown isn't going to work properly if that's the way they're thinking.
Peter, people are still smoking. People are still smoking. Whether they are paying 60 Rand for a packet of cigarettes or 75 Rand, people will buy their packs of cigarettes and they will smoke. The trouble with that is it's usually knockoff cigarettes that hasn't gone through the proper process of being vetted as it comes through customs here in South Africa. So they're probably smoking something that isn't properly regulated. So South Africa has regulations to what goes into a particular cigarette. So that could in fact be more harmful to a person smoking than buying their regular packet of cigarettes.
No. Honestly, I'm not trying to argue with you, but if they regulate it properly, like they said to Anton Rupen yesterday, they told people you're going to be able to get your cigarettes, they could go and get their cigarettes. And we know further things about going to some shop down the corner and getting some smoke that comes from Lithuania and things like that. And actually turning people into criminals. Mm. That's actually what they've done. And if they're going to run the way that they're going to run this thing on stages 14, 4 and 5 and things, I haven't got a lot of hope for them. That's it.
Peter there in Lakeside. I have heard that a pack of cigarettes, which we'd usually go for, let's go for an unnamed brand packet, a regular brand, that would probably go for 42, maybe 45 Rand, going as high as 75, 80 Rand. I understand the risk that some of these shops have to take in order to push up their prices, but consumers will take that advantage. Consumers will look to find their cigarettes. And same with the alcohol. There's so many people and so many messages that are going around with people offering boot bars, people offering homemade moonshine, sort of bespoke spirits and liquor. It is happening. And I don't think it is actually helping this cause. And I understand that the wanton use of alcohol in crowds and gatherings, yes, that provides a risk to the effort to curb COVID-19.
And the ones of travel, again, it's for people. It's for people who are coming back. Mainly for work, and mainly people who are coming back to come back to their areas of residence. It should not happen today because today we're still at level 5. But when level 4 starts, they can come back. There's a holiday on Friday. It would be already on level 4. And also depending on when their employers are calling them back. But we hope that they won't all decide to come on one day and just give a lot of problems for the police on the road. But it should happen now for those who are coming back from work if their employers call them. And also those are coming back from home. But you can't be going up and down one direction only towards your work or towards your home. And the question about walking, unfortunately, it was difficult, as the president said, that it will be allowed under very strict conditions. So it was difficult to get those strict conditions. And the strict conditions, because it may lead to more spread of virus as many people go out on the streets. So we are hoping that nobody will want to do things that are not in the regulations. We are hoping that everyone will then, maybe for a start you may not be able to exercise every day, maybe exercise when you are not working, when you are off. We are afraid that we can't satisfy everyone, but we hear you. As I say, maybe for a start you can exercise when you are off, and when the levels come down, maybe there will be more lenient time for exercise. But for now, that is what is there, and we don't want to arrest anyone. We just hope that everyone will want to do what is there in the regulations. But it's important to keep to what is in the regulations, because what you do may affect another person's life. You may not be affected, but the other one may be affected. So it's better to try and do what needs to be done. And as I say, as the situation evolves, if things get better, then even the exercise hours will get better. In terms of transport, obviously the 70% in the taxis will still be kept, but the Minister of Transport, as we said, will be there tomorrow, and masks will be expected. And as I said on Saturday, even if you don't have a mask, you can take your scarf or your T-shirt or something and cover your nose and mouth for your own protection and for the protection of other people. But also the Department of Health has a website which tells you how to make your own mask. So really everyone must cover when they go out, because it's both for their own safety but for the safety of others. Our health is very interrelated and interlinked. So it's important that we do that. Because I've been speaking for too long, I'll leave everything else to my colleagues.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Lester Kivett tonight. Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Weekdays at 1 p.m.
Talking on a Zoom conference as well as live on air.
Remember that the teenage impulse is an impulse for independence, to connect with friends. It's an impulse to separate from the family. Why? Because they need to discover who they are.
Megan DeBeer, psychologist and author.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson.
Every weekday, 1 till 3.
Only on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
The Minister of Employment and Labour, Mr. Tulas Ngesi, calls on all employers who are registered with the Unemployment Insurance Fund to apply for the COVID-19 Benefit Temporary Employer Employee Relief Scheme. On behalf of the employees, the UIF is working around the clock to meet the extraordinary volumes of requests for assistance presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. Employers are encouraged to take advantage of this benefit scheme to access income support during this difficult period. To date, the UIF has received just over 55,000 applications from employers representing about 1.6 million employees. Employers can apply via ufiling.co.za or contact the UIF on 0800 030 007. Department of Employment and Labour, working for you.
Some of the greatest innovations were invented during some of history's deadliest pandemics. In the hard times of grief and upheaval, when silence befalls every street, as days feel stretched by the hours at home, a lot could be brewing behind closed doors. There are those who allow their imagination to wander during isolation. Writers.
Men must ensure they're going hence.
Healers and dreamers.
The very first heart transplant took place today at...
At BCX, we partner with you on your journey through tough times, so you can effectively solve your customers' problems. At the heart of BCX lives the spirit of innovation, even in the hardest of times. our most important customer, is yours. Find out more at bcx.co.za.
Cape Town, your lekker ding. We see you doing a good job of staying home and staying safe. To say thank you, when it's safe to travel, Cape Talk wants to send one lucky listener and three friends on an out-of-this-world getaway to the Seychelles worth 160,000 rand. Entering is super easy. You just have to match the description of John's mystery jet setup. Tune in to the afternoon drive show with John Matham from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. this week as John describes this mystery jet setup. Here's a little trick. Tell all your friends and family to tune in too, because the winner could really be anybody. Cape Talk, join the adventure.
Your favorite local spot has always been there when you needed them. That coffee shop or hair salon, the nail bar or the laundromat, that restaurant or sweet shop that cannot operate during the lockdown. Now they need you more than ever. Cape Talk and Dine Plan are giving you a chance to save them from shutting down in this difficult period, one voucher at a time. Go to capetalk.co.za and buy a voucher so they can pay salaries, stay open, and continue to take care of you after the lockdown. Or if you are that small business, sign up so your loyal customers can find you. Save your faves with vouchers from Dine Plan. More info on capetalk.co.za.
The coronavirus hasn't just infected thousands across the globe, it's affected everyone. As entire nations lock down, life as we know it stops, and your personal space becomes your safe place. It's never been more important to stay informed, to stay with EWN. Count on us to bring you all the latest news, real news, everything you need to know about COVID-19 and its impact on the world outside. Your world. EWN. Always in touch, in tune, and independent. Stay home, but stay connected on EWN.co.za or the EWN app.
Cape Talk.
Tonight with Lester on Cape Talk.
26 minutes to 10 o'clock. We are taking your reaction to some of the regulations that have been announced by the Minister of Cooperative Government, looking at what changes or what doesn't change during the level 4 restrictions. First up, Vanessa in Oranjezicht. How are you doing?
Hi, good evening. Thanks for a wonderful show. I'm doing very well, thanks.
What's your comments?
Okay, so I'm throwing about the cigarette ban. I think, we've heard that 2,000 people have actually kind of said, well, this is not what they want, and the whole country has to suffer. I think that most people are allowed to grow, well, there's a lot of people that are allowed to grow weed in this country in their backyard and smoke that, but we can't have cigarettes, and it's kind of like a bit weird, you know? Mm. It doesn't make sense to me at all. For what spitefulness or for what reasons are they doing that? No one else in the whole world has done it. No other place has done it except South Africa. And it's just really odd that they would be doing something like that. And then the other comment is the president has said you can have cigarettes on the Friday, and a minister comes and says something completely different. Mm. It's just a bit backward, you know? The president's word doesn't actually mean anything anymore. Like, hello?
I think it's a battle that the president lost. I think the president understands that particularly cigarette sales, legal cigarette sales, help the South African fiscus. But he's the type of leader that rules by consensus. He rules by negotiation and by deals. And this is probably a deal that he couldn't put up enough to win that. But Vanessa in Oranjezicht, thanks so much. Justine, Crystal, Daniel, Edna, I see you. Justine in Claremont, you sound like you're furious.
I am furious. I'm trying to stop my heart rate here. The cigarette, yes, I'm a smoker, and there's no doubt it's a bad habit and all of that stuff. But by stopping me smoking now is not going to change the years I've been smoking or the harm, you know, the predicament I might be in. And I feel that I have been lied to. I've had such enormous respect for the president and his leadership through this whole crisis. And I felt like a carrot had been dangled, and I thought, okay, I can do this. I can cope with all these things that are being asked of me, and I'll do it. I'll comply for the greater good. But this one does not make sense.
Does it feel...
It does not, it's not like I can binge smoke and end up in hospital.
Do you feel if this is a deal that was reneged on and now you somewhat feel, well, you promised me this and I was willing to stick with it, but now that you've pulled this away, I don't see any point of sticking to the others.
No, you know what, that's silly, and I won't because I am a law-abiding citizen. Mm. But it makes me so disillusioned. It feels like a nanny state. You know, you're telling me smoking's bad for me. I know smoking's bad for me. Mm. But that's my choice. That's my choice. I kind of get the alcohol restriction and understand the impact on the hospitals. Mm. But even then, I think that you can moderate liquor sales, limit liquor sales. We're not children. Mm. And right now, I feel like I'm in... treated like a child. Yeah. I'm an adult, for goodness sake.
Justine in Claremont, thanks so much. Crystal in Seapoint, you're a healthcare worker.
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Sham, I really feel very sorry for all the smokers and and all that. I think it must be devastating of all the, shame. So mine is different. Obviously, we work certain hours, there are shift workers amongst us, and so just the timing of the exercise, the 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning, doesn't really make sense for me. Most people either, if you don't stay at home and work from home, maybe you can do the 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning, but if you're a shift worker, work 7 to 7, day or night, you're going to miss that time. Or if you go later, you're going to miss that time. And to be honest, going for a nice brisk walk just gets rid of all the stress. And at the moment, no, nobody is happy. Everybody is stressed. Within our community, healthcare professionals, everybody's extremely stressed because we don't really have grasped how bad it's going to be. We know it's coming. We know it's going to be bad. And that's just that, fighting this enemy that you cannot see, it really makes the stress even more. So I don't know if there's a way that one can go about maybe rethinking the times that maybe they can split it up, like some hours early in the morning, some hours later, but within the curfew time.
But you know what's going to happen, Crystal? A person like me, who I think gave away my running shoes, all of a sudden is going to start taking up running. Even if it is only 5 kilometers in a radius around my house, all of a sudden people like me are going to feel that I want to get outside now as well.
Yeah, no, I guess that's, and it's going to be like a stampede.
Crystal in Seapoint, thanks so much. Daniel in Pinelands, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Lester?
I'm finding the comments by smokers and also non-smokers quite interesting. What is happening in your mind?
Okay, I definitely smoke, and my one thing I want to bring to the table is my mental health. I've been to clinics and I've tried to help myself and whatever, and I think that it's really important that people understand that it can affect mental health. I understand the health risk when it comes to a friend of mine who has holes in his lungs, and Andre, and he's not coping. He hasn't been smoking for 5 weeks during lockdown. And then, I think that it's a bit of a nanny state when it comes to everyone trying to control a person. I get to a previous caller with regards to exercise. I unfortunately hung up my shoes like you did a few years ago, so I don't exercise. But I think that I am a smoker, and I have tried my best to not. But I think that to be controlled by a government that doesn't understand mental health. I know that at a lot of clinics across South Africa, mental health clinics, they don't. A lot of the residents smoke, and I think that they haven't actually put enough emphasis. They've gone purely for lung disease and heart disease and everything else.
What do you think of the government's reckoning that smoking, particularly shared smoking, becomes a vector for people gathering and becomes a space where the virus could be transmitted, especially if people are sharing cigarettes from each other's mouths?
Okay. Yes, I did hear her say that. I, for one, do not share cigarettes, and I don't pass what she mentioned.
But a lot of people do.
Dude, I know. How can I in my little flat here understand that? I don't. But I can understand it, and I just feel that more needs to be done to allow a bit more leeway when it comes. We've already gone without it for 5 weeks. I think that there should be a bit more opening up and a bit more control. I'm not sure who shares up. I don't know. It's very difficult.
I know where it's opening up. It's opening up on the black market. And you're going to, if you are that desperate, you're going to go find it and you're going to go pay that 75, 80 rand for a packet of cigarettes. You can't stop it. Edna, in Warm Estate, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm okay. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Well, I'm listening to everything because I'm a smoker as well, but I didn't phone for that. But coming on to the smoking thing, with all due respect, if people have the brains to know that there's got to be social distancing, then they actually couldn't stand together to share a cigarette because they break in the social distance. Mm.
What do you miss over the last 5 weeks, Edna?
Pardon me?
What do you miss over the last 5 weeks?
What do I miss? That's why I'm phoning you. I'm missing, I want to know that the lady tonight spoke. She repeated the funeral ritual 3 times, started off the speech by saying everybody wants to exercise and walk their dog, she'll get to it. Told us twice, you may jog, run or cycle, but not in groups and in 5 kilometers and between, I think, 6 and 9 in the morning, and didn't bring up the matter of the dog. Now, if I had to exercise, I'd have to send an ambulance to fetch me, to be very honest. But can I walk with my dog?
Don't take my word. Don't take my answer as word.
I have to.
No, I'm not. I'm not in government. But the logic for me stands that if you're going for a walk, you could probably walk with your dog. The dog is not a transmitter of the virus. And if you are going for a walk, why not do it with your dog? And if they are insisting on people going for walks alone, there's obviously a safety concern. And if your dog provides a certain level of comfort and security, I don't see.
Like you.
But don't
and
take my word. Don't go to court.
I won't even share my cigarette.
Don't get arrested and tell them that Lester Kiver told you.
No, but you never even mentioned it.
Look, I think the regulations in written form will be published from tomorrow. So I'm sure on other shows we're going to be going through it with a fine-tooth comb. Before we get to our political analyst, Anusha Naidoo, let's go to Jamie in Somerset West. How are you doing, Jamie?
Yeah, well, thanks, Lester. I'm nearly got 80 Ks done this month already, so I'm really happy. Listen, I'm not a smoker, but I got to say that I feel very, very sorry for all the smokers out there. And I think we're already under such a draconian state that they should just say, well, we'll let you smoke, but you may not share cigarettes and slap a law on it and fine people if they share cigarettes. It's a far more pragmatic approach.
How do you police that? How do you police that
in
a person's home where they have that 1 rand to go buy a loose cigarette by the spas on the corner and they come home and there's 3 other people in the house who also want a puff?
Lester, let's not even try and be pedantic about it because we know it's not going to happen. But I think the bigger picture, we need to look at the bigger picture, not the smaller picture. And you know, if people are prepared to smoke, you know, then they've got to suffer the consequences, in my opinion. But I'm also mindful that there are a lot of people who are getting itchy and irritable by this. But I don't want to dwell on that too much. What I would like to know, and I think this is where the government really needs to jack itself up a little bit, is to give us a clearer understanding at what stage they make decisions to implement level 3 and level 2 and level 1. Because at the moment, everyone's sitting in a quandary saying, well, you know, where's the light at the end of the tunnel? And people are getting a little bit desperate and a little bit, you know, they don't understand how to pack up the numbers and stuff. And I think that's just, you know, good sensible.
These things come out of committee. They come out and they're decided in committee. And in one part of committee, you have people who are for pro-lobby and you have people who are an anti-lobby.
Yeah.
And there's this contestation of ideas. Clearly, the sale of cigarettes was in that lobby. I'm sure he was joining him was Tito Mboweni because they understand the amount of money it brings into the fiscus. But at the other side, the social and health part of that national coordinated committee put forward a better argument to them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have really appreciated Cyril's approach on this, and you know, I think he's painted himself in a very good light, and I think going forward it's going to yield him in the long run. But I think what's happening now is that you're beginning to see the tardy ministers and the tardy mm-hmm. decisions come up. And, you know, we saw that right at the beginning before we went down into lockdown between Bang Bang and the health minister, you know, where, you know, you've got the cop who wants to be the mafia boss, and you've got the health minister who wants to see the well-being of the country's health status and sees the benefit of exercising. So, you know, it's a tussle, it's a control, you know, and I mean, if anyone's done any homework and read up on the virus, you know that sunlight and exercise are the cornerstone of a good immune system.
Okay, Jamie, unfortunately, I have to leave you.